You are listening to episode 37 of Deb and Courtney's Mixtape. Join us as we shake the cobwebs off our microphones to find out what has changed and what has not as we talk homeownership, Hallmark Channel, travel, and art. That's all coming up right now. Thanks for listening.
Could it be? Are they back? Really?
Yes!
Who?
Who?
Who are they anyway? We don't give a shit.
What? What?
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome to Deb and Courtney's Mixtape XX. I lost track. I don't know.
We do not know what number we're on. I'm going to guess 37?
Somewhere in there.
Maybe 37 because we did, remember we did one, so secret's out. We recorded one a while ago and
I messed it
I'll
up.
I'll be honest with you.
I screwed it up.
It wasn't, no. But prior to the technical difficulties, it was not good.
It was horrible.
It was really painful and pretty bad. And then, yeah.
In fact, you should thank us for actually screwing it up.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then when Deb came back and was like, "Hey, something happened to the file. Listen to this," and it was like the devil. Remember, it was like, and I was like, "Oh, thank Jesus!" Like I wasn't sure how we were going to edit that to make it listenable.
No, there's a real technical term for stuff like that, and it's shit in, shit out. And that's exactly, you can't fix shit. You just can't. And it was shit going in. Technically,
that's funny.
And content wise, it was just,
I was going to guess shite. So, real close. So hopefully this one's going to work out. It's been so long. I have to be honest. Like plugging my stuff in, I was really like, what? Is this where this goes? So hopefully the levels are okay. I told you to turn that music down like 20 times because it was burning my ears out. And then when it came on, I'm like, oh, no, that is way too low.
Is it?
So,
Geez, we're all over the place. I think I need to upgrade, Courtney. I think I need to spend a little cash on the Deb Slater studio here. That's exciting.
Cashish.
Yeah. Well,
cashish.
Now that I just gave all of the money that I've earned so far in 2017 in taxes for 2016, but that's another story. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like my tax guy says, that's the price of being prosperous. Okay. I love it. Thank you.
Oh, that's what that was.
Is that what that is?
Okay. That part where I actually got to eat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super. It was fun. I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we had to pay taxes this year as well. Not happy about how much the year before. You know how much we had to pay in taxes? I think I mentioned it, but I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to play this little game again. Deb, guess how much we had to pay?
I think I remember it was like under $5 or something, right?
It was $3.
Yeah.
This year?
That's beautiful. Nothing?
Way more than $3.
Yeah.
Way more than $3, which hurts because I make very little money. And then I'm always like, what? So I did go back and, adjust my withholdings. The worst, can I tell you, the worst was shortly after I graduated college, I had two jobs. One was as a barista and one was as an intern at a theater. I was making less than $10 at each place.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. I was working my butt off and I was like making no money. I think that year I made $10,000.
Whoa.
Like for the year.
Wow.
And I owed a lot of money in taxes because
what'd you do?
This was my first, it was like my first year having like jobs and not, student stuff and work study stuff and whatever. And I was filling out my W-2 and I came across the thing, or my W-4, and I came across the thing that was like head of household. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm the head of my household. Who else would it be?
Yes.
I wasn't a dependent on anybody else. And I wasn't like, it was just me. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, if I'm not the head of my household, who is?
Yeah, right.
And that was not the right call. That was the wrong answer. Ooh, that was a tough lesson to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I learned it.
I think it took me a while to realize, just, I just always claim, well, a lot of my income is from my business. But when I do work at an actual job.
A J-O-B.
Like I enjoy waiting tables. So yeah. I pick up a job here and there, you know, waiting tables, couple shifts a week. I enjoy that.
Deb loves it. She loves it. If she comes to your house, pro tip, ask her to wait on you because she's like, she's a natural.
I really
You're
do
natch,
like it.
Natch with a tray.
I love it.
But
I really
have to tip her.
I really do love it. But yeah, always claim zero and get extra withheld if you can. It will cover you come April.
Yeah.
And that's done me well up until this whole business thing. And yeah, I guess I had a good year. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for prosperity. Oh, anyway, here we are. I am Deb.
I'm Courtney.
And we are the Mixtape.
Yeah.
Have we ever said that before, that we are the Mixtape?
I don't think so. No, as soon as you said it, yeah. I was like, are we though?
No,
but are we?
This is the show.
This is.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where we kind of talk about anything and everything that we want. It's total self-indulgent mixtape. But what mixtape isn't self-indulgent, right?
Right. Even when you're making it for somebody else, you're really making it for you.
That's right.
And what you want them to see you as.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing here. Lots to catch up on.
What? Okay, when is the last? Was it? Oh, I think it was like November.
It was crazy long time ago.
It was a long time ago. So sorry, kids. So a lot to catch up on. As usual, we have very short memories and I can't remember half of what happened. I'll tell you this. Part of the delay is like, yes, we had technical difficulties. There were holidays. There was travel. There was illness.
Yes. Yep.
There has been all kinds of just general shenanigans. And we'll be honest. Right? Some malaise.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, after November.
Part of it was after November, and in our last couple episodes that we talked about.
Yeah.
We've just been struggling a little bit with feeling like this podcast is for entertainment purposes only, and it has felt a little weird to talk about things that don't matter right now because there are so very many things that do matter.
Yeah.
So that's been a little bit of the delay. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to speak for you, Deborah.
Mm.
But I've been a little depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been kind of up and down, right? I've been depressed and stressed.
Yeah.
And then I've also been really busy, like trying to get involved in things that will make me less depressed.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Any whoozies.
Well, you add to the, excuse me, pardon me, but
well,
you
please
you add to the post-November thing, you add to that the worst winter that the Pacific Northwest has ever had. And I don't mean it was cold. It's just been, it's been gray and dreary literally for like 5 months straight.
It
right?
poured again last night.
It's just...
I mean, really, like everybody today at work was like, if this doesn't stop soon, I mean, we're all going a little crazy.
Yeah.
A little crazy.
Yeah.
I have like 5-6 sweaters that can manage this level of like cold and damp. And I'm so over all of them. Like I don't, they're, first of all, they're getting threadbare. Secondly, like I don't want to see them anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want them touching my body anymore.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of wearing the same, like the same water resistant shoes. I'm just like, I know I own other clothes
somewhere,
somewhere. If only I could touch them.
I think my toes are literally growing mold. It's like, they just want some fresh air. They want some heat, some warmth.
Mm-hmm.
I've been noticing that the older I get, maybe I've talked about this already, there seems to be a, you know how in certain cell phone companies, they have the rollover of your minutes or your data every month?
Mm-hmm.
I have a vitamin D deficiency rollover.
Oh, no.
So it's like, come next year, I'm going to be feeling a little more because of this last winter.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
just... Mm-hmm. No amount of, what is it called? International units or whatever I use of vitamin D tablets are going to make me feel any better I just need some sunshine. And we haven't had any really to speak of for quite some time.
No, I did. I had to put my sunglasses on the way home today.
Wow.
But, you know, 6 o'clock at night, I leave the office and I'm like, holy crap, as I'm driving through puddles.
Yeah.
And whatever. Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know. Yes, I'm waterlogged. We're all a little waterlogged. Yeah. So it's been rough, man.
But here we are. We're recording another show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being patient. Not that anyone has been like waiting with bated breath for the next episode of the mixtape. But we appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
And so just a quick little update. It feels like I've had a lot of stuff going on lately. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you've noticed that my husband and I finally... This is the quintessential adulting thing to do, right? Wouldn't you say, Courtney? Ugh. Buying a house.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so we finally did it. We bought a
homeowners.
House. Homeowners. Homeowners. And everybody warned us.
I was going to say, if you're going to sit there and say, like, nobody told us, I'm going to hang up on you right now. How many times have I sobbed at the two of you over drinks? They're like, no one should ever buy a house. Buying a house is the worst thing anyone could ever do. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's terrible.
I think even up to maybe 6 weeks ago, Courtney, you said, Deb, don't do it.
We sat down and you were like, so we're thinking about buying a house. And you looked at me and I went, and I didn't say, and what I, because you looked at me and you're like, I know you're going to tell me not to do it. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. If this is what you want, then I hope it works out and I hope it makes you happy. And I meant that.
Aw, well,
I wasn't
going
to sit here and fart on your pillow and tell you that, like, you know, it's a terrible idea. Why would I rain on your parade like that?
Well, I appreciate that, because I know that home ownership hasn't been the most positive experience for you. No,
it's, I mean, this is what it is. Yeah. Right, this is what it is. Just constant. So yeah, if that's what you're into, then I mean, I hear it's the thing you're supposed to do. That's certainly why we did it.
Yeah,
everyone told us we had to, so we were like, oh, it's a sounds like something we have to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm excited for you because you guys did it. Like, you waited until you were quote unquote ready, if anyone ever is. And, you know, you kind of, you did it on your terms. And it sounds like you've got a great place or a giant.
Yeah. Yes and no. We were ramping up to start looking.
Yeah.
And this opportunity, it was a private sale, which was really great. We kind of came to our own terms and dealt with things. We didn't want to deal with any agents. I'm sorry. I know there's great agents out there.
No, but yeah, it's adds another level, right?
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. However, yeah, now that we're on the eve, almost literally, of moving in, we're moving in like a couple of days here.
Exciting.
We are realizing that we don't get the benefit of a lot of stuff that a public sale has.
Oh.
Like moving into a clean and shiny house. We don't have that. We are inheriting a lot of stuff that's not ours, which is wonderful if you're talking about the riding lawnmower with the coffee cup holder, which my husband is super excited about, you know, or all the tools in the garage or things like that. But there's a lot of stuff. Like just today, we were going through a hope chest that's still in the house. Yeah, there's a lot of very emotional things. There's very things that were very special to these people. And we just don't know what to do with them. And at one point they meant a lot to someone, but now they don't. Where's that line, you know, between honoring them and just bringing it to Goodwill, you know, or the dump? I don't know.
I mean, my philosophy is always, if someone can get some use out of it, like even if it's not for me, and there's a lot of stuff that's not for me, I just really hate to waste anything.
Yeah.
So if someone can get some use out of it, that's terrific, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's always going to be my go-to before the dump.
The dump is fun, though, Courtney. The dump is a lot of fun.
The dump is its own magical kingdom.
It is.
I gotta tell you. Yeah. But do me a favor. Check with me before you throw out anything, and I'll tell you if it can be recycled some other way.
Okay.
First.
Well, what we're dealing with now is empty paint containers because we just painted the last couple of days. And we don't know what to do with them. But I guess...
Ooh, girl.
What do you do with them?
You need to contact... you need to look up on your local county website what to do with hazardous household waste.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What else? What else do you
have? What else do we have? Well, we dumped... We pulled up all the carpet and the padding.
Yeah.
And,
oh, my God.
And... I did read on Whatcom County's website that they were not taking that anymore to be recycled.
Yeah.
And it was old. It was not good. So we did dump that.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Even though we didn't. Oh, that was a lot. That was a lot of stuff to dump. But we had to get rid of
it. That's how it goes, though, man. That's how it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. Like construction, especially. Like there's a lot of waste involved and it's tough. But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, things are happening now. There's a lot of, like, reuse-type stores where you can go and take just even raw construction materials, so, like, your lumber and your whatever, and they will take it, and someone will use it,
yeah.
And that's awesome. But, yeah, no, it can be crazy. When we moved into our house, there was not a ton, but there was some stuff here that we were like, this isn't ours. And we're like, why would you just leave something here? But now that I've owned a home, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, I do a little bit.
You might leave some stuff behind.
I can see getting to the point where you're like, you know what? I don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not moving it.
Yeah.
And if they don't want it, they can get rid of
it. Yeah.
It's not nice, but I understand the total exhaustion now.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So it is exciting. One thing, I am splurging on having some cleaners come in. Because since we did get the floors resanded, there's dust absolutely everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yes. So weird. I'm getting some people who do that professionally. I figured I'm going to do that. I'm going to, you know, so it's all nice and shiny before we move in. And then hopefully we'll just kind of see how the new place feels. I'm kind of excited about it, you know, as I guess I should be.
Yeah. You should be.
Maybe.
You should be. Own your excitement, man. Don't let any naysayers bring you down.
Okay. All right.
If you want some, if you need a break,
yeah.
You want some fun inspiration, there are two construction home renovation themed Golden Girls episodes I can recommend to you right now.
Okay.
One is when they're going to turn the garage into a guest room.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't go very well. And then the other one is when they decide they're going to install the new toilet themselves instead of letting...
We need to do that. We need to install a new toilet.
Well, call B. Arthur. Call B. Arthur from the grave. I'm sure she'll be happy to do it.
I have a feeling that doesn't go well for the Golden Girls.
I don't want to spoil anything
for
you.
Okay, all right, yeah.
But maybe it all turns out okay. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
That is the biggest bathroom I've ever seen.
Sure.
Biggest bathroom in a private home I have ever seen. That is a TV bathroom. Every time that episode comes on, I'm like, come on, you guys. Get serious.
Yes, we do need a new toilet because this house is very old. And the toilet, I think, is like an 8 gallon per flush toilet, which is crazy.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
I don't know if that's legal anymore.
Exactly. I think someone should give us a new toilet. It's crazy because don't they have like less than 1 gallon flushers now?
I think there's about that. There's 1.5 for sure and maybe less. Yeah.
This one is between seven and eight. It's old. It's pink.
Are you guys this is nothing to do with that, but are you guys if it's yellow, let it mellow household or?
We haven't been, but we might now that we're paying for water.
If you've got an 8 gallon per flush, you might want to consider.
Yeah. Well, that's going to go.
I want to consider letting things mellow.
That's going to go. My husband is convinced we can install a toilet on our own. Which might be kind of interesting. I've seen it done before. I've watched someone do it before, and it doesn't look that difficult. But anytime you're dealing with water or plumbing, I prefer to get someone else to come in and do it.
Yes. We'll plumbing see. And electrical. Yeah. You kind of need to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck, and we will be intrigued to hear how it goes and how your marriage fares when you try to install a toilet together. That's a good test. It's a good test for a marriage.
It has been interesting as far as the relationship goes with decisions on the house, like paint color and things like that. And we compromise very well, and we communicate pretty well about this stuff. But
you both have opinions.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, tune in next time to find out how Deb's marriage works with the new house. Yeah. So that's been kind of exciting. But man, there's some crazy stuff that is currently in the garage sale pile.
What is the weirdest thing that you have found?
It is a cookie jar, we think.
Oh my God.
It is a cross between a human head and want to say like a leopard or something. It's bizarre, but I think it's part of this weird kind of collection that she had. There's a tiger, a ceramic tiger.
And okay, ceramic.
Yes. Yeah, this and the cookie jar is ceramic as well.
Human head / leopard hybrid is ceramic. Yes. It's not like a weird mummified thing.
No.
And somebody's putting cookies in.
The very top of the head comes off. It's got to be a cookie jar. But underneath on the bottom, it says made in Italy.
Okay.
And then the other two lion type ceramic figurines are also made in Italy. So we're holding on to this stuff going.
I kind of want you to take this shit to like Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, exactly. We kind of feel like we should.
See what happens.
It's like, I don't know. We'll sell it for 25 cents at the garage sale. Maybe it's worth $12,000. I don't know.
Right.
I'll post a picture of it. It's quite something. And I know you have some stuff you want to talk about too. You have a bone to pick with the Hallmark Channel. Right? Yes.
When do I not?
That's true. That's true. When do you not?
They're my new G-rated light nemesis. I'm so irritated with everything the Hallmark Channel does.
I can't watch it. I'm sorry. I can't do those movies. They are.
You shouldn't.
No.
They're terrible.
Oh.
They're so. So the other day I got sucked into like the first 10 minutes of one and then I had to go somewhere. And I came back and I caught like the last 15 minutes and I was so angry. I was kind of like, well, you know what? I am going to watch this last 15 minutes and see if there's any part of it that surprises me.
Yeah.
That I did not see coming from the first 10 minutes. Nope.
No. No.
And that's not, I mean, and to be fair, that's not their jam. They're not there to surprise you.
That's
right?
True.
Like, they have a formula and they stick to it and it works for their audience and good for them, I guess.
Ugh.
But as someone who enjoys like things that are interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And surprising. Oh. I'm kind of like, this is like a waste of everything. Oh. No, okay, so my bone to pick today. The Hallmark Channel. I'm not going to get into it too much because I still think it's a good idea and I'm still going to, I may pursue it. So I don't want to give anything away. Mm. But a year ago, I was in a situation that inspired me to write down an idea for like a play or a short story or something.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a pretty interesting idea. Kind of a modern spin on like a Jean-Paul Sartre style thing. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I was watching the Golden Girls on the Hallmark Channel, and an ad comes on for their new stupid. Will they or won't they? Spoiler alert, they will.
Yeah.
Opposites attract, but not really that opposite. Idiocy. And I was like, oh my God, these bitches stole my idea.
Oh no.
They stole. Now, mine was not going to be a romantic, like, will they? Mine was going to be a much darker thing about, like, human beings interacting and being terrible. But theirs takes the same situation and turns it into a, like, and then they fell in love. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys suck ass. I'm super mad.
Cue the music. Oh my God, that music has got to go.
And then also, I have to tell you, so their thing now that they're pushing.
Oh no.
Is they have, you know, they have two channels. They have the regular Hallmark channel for all this garbage. And then they have Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel, which is where they put their, like, Murder, She Wrote style.
Yeah.
Like, light mysteries. And there's a series, apparently. I haven't watched it because I won't and I can't. But it's called...
Oh, it's bad. It's got to be bad. It's so bad. It's so bad you can't even say it. It's so bad.
It's, so the...
Oh. Oh, no.
It's called Murder, She Baked.
What?
And the main... And the woman who solves the murders is a baker. She's a baker. And it's called Murder, She Baked.
Murder, She Baked.
I can't.
No. No. Are you sure that wasn't like an Onion article?
No.
The Onion article?
No. Oh. It's, I think it's Allison Sweeney who's in it, who hosted The Biggest Loser and was on like Days of Our Lives.
Oh, I can't stand her. I can't stand her. I can't stand her. Oh, I'm sure she's a very lovely person, but I can't stand her.
Now you can't stand her.
Oh, so
in
she's
Murder,
the
She Baked.
She's the baker.
I think so. This is, you guys, I haven't looked this up. I haven't verified this. This is all from like
horrible
10 seconds of a commercial, but I heard that and it stopped me in my tracks. I was like, no.
I gotta Google it. Hold on.
Anyway, holding.
Murder, She Baked. Murder. Oh my God. Murder, She Baked movies.
How many are there?
Oh, boy. There's a lot of them. Hold on. Here we go. Oh, there she is. Oh, Murder, She Baked, starring Allison Sweeney. Oh, my God.
I didn't know she was your nemesis, Deb.
I don't like her.
I didn't know this about you. Why?
Yeah, there's a lot of them here. Oh, I can't do it. I can't. Murder, She...
You're doing it.
Murder, comma, She Baked, colon.
Comma.
Colon.
She Baked.
A chocolate,
yeah, colon,
chocolate chip cookie mystery. Oh my God.
No!
Murder, comma, She Baked, colon, a plum pudding mystery. Oh! Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah,
murder,
no,
comma,
no
She
Baked. No formulas there. No formulas there.
A peach cobbler mystery. A murder, She Baked, just desserts. Oh, it's so bad. Oh.
That one at least is a little different.
Okay, here's the Wikipedia.
Murder,
She Baked is an American-Canadian film series based on the...
A boot.
Based on the cozy mystery novels written by Joan Fluke. The television films center around small-town baker Hannah Swenson, portrayed by Allison Sweeney, and Detective Mike Kingston, played by Cameron Matheson. Do you know him?
That name sounds familiar. I want to say he was on All My Children, but I don't know for sure.
Let me check. So there's only been five so far. That's good.
Only five. Yeah,
All
that's
my
great.
Children. You're right. God,
yes!
You're good. He was on All My Children. Oh, this is so bad.
Yes.
This is
so bad. He played an alcoholic.
Oh.
But who didn't?
Who didn't? At some point. Speaking of All My Children.
Yes. Todos mis hijos.
I did get a chance to sneak in a pedicure in Denver. It was great.
Good for you.
And I was sitting in the chair, and of course it's like 10 o'clock in the morning and they've got the big TV on. She said she'd do my nail, but she did do all 10. just to throw that in there. So they had the big TV
no
going.
Comment on
no
that.
Comment
okay.
on that. Come on. That's funny. They have the big TV Mm-hmm. And of course, it's, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30, and they got the soap operas on. Come 11 o'clock, I hear the Young and the Restless theme. And it's, I look up and Victor is, did you ever watch The Young and the Restless?
Not really. I mean, I know of it. It was on like right before, so a little, yeah.
Victor is still on that show.
That guy's got to be, the mustache, right?
Yeah.
He's got to be, how old is he? 90?
He's 70, I think he's 72. Because I was like, I was amazed. I said, oh my God, Victor? And the lady who was getting, there's another lady in the only other lady in the shop. She was getting her fingernails done. And she's her like, nail. Yeah, he's still on that show. I'm 73 and he, I think he's about as old as me. I don't know why I'm talking like this because she didn't talk like that, but it was crazy.
Soap stars never die.
Yeah. All right. Any other bones to pick with the Hallmark Channel before we move on? Murder, She Baked. Crazy. That's bad. That's so bad.
That's so bad. No, that's it. That's it. Although I do wonder, it's like, okay, so I'm not opposed to a murder mystery and even a murder mystery series. Like, there's something when you find one that you enjoy, like, they're not bad. But what is it about them that makes you feel, I don't know. I don't know if you ever watch murder mysteries, but like, when I watch them, I feel really old. I feel like I'm 1,000 years old. Like, I feel like I should have a cardigan and a cup of tea, which, let's be honest, usually I do. We added a few, like, murder mystery series to our Netflix.
Yeah.
And now it's telling us, and seriously, Netflix, you got to change up how you say this. But now it says, like, in our trending now thing, which really is not, like, don't fuck with me. It's not trending now. Mm-hmm. It's what you think is going to be trending for me because of what I've picked. So just say it. Just put it in the picks for you category.
Yeah.
Don't tell me Murder, She Wrote is trending, okay? In no universe is Murder, She Wrote trending. How dare you? How dare you? We did not add Murder, She Wrote, just so you know. But the fact that it popped up as like, hey, this is trending. I'm like, it's really, really not, you guys. It's not. No, never.
But they thought you would enjoy it based on the other murder mysteries that you've been watching in your cardigan and cup of tea.
Like, is that supposed to make me feel good? It doesn't. It kind of pisses me off.
Well, their job isn't to make you feel good. Their job is to keep you spending the $10 a month or whatever.
Point out your crappy taste and keep it coming.
So I was beginning to say earlier that before your rant on the Hallmark Channel.
My forced rant. You specifically brought up my bone to pick.
Oh, and it was so worth it. Now I just, Murder, She Baked, it will be
next time, okay, when I come up to visit in your new home, we're going to watch Murder, She Baked. And we're going to see, we'll figure something out. We're going to see like who... This is going to be like a game of chicken, right? It's going to be like who can last the longest? Like,
that's a game
this,
I don't mind losing. Okay.
There are no winners, by the way. There are no winners. But maybe we could make it interesting.
Okay. All right. I would be, yeah. I'm curious to watch maybe 6 minutes of it. All right. Is it a whole hour? Is it a movie?
They're movies, like, dude. I think they're like 2 hours long. I think that's like 120 minutes of your life, yo.
Oh, my God.
Including commercials.
I don't know.
Including commercials.
Do it.
They have to sell you like, I don't know, like lady drugs and.
Oh, sure. All that stuff in between.
Cat stuff. And.
Oh, I got to quit looking at this stuff because I'm IMDb-ing it now and it's just.
Oh, no. Stop.
Bad.
Stop.
Oh. Oh, there's a little trailer for La La Land. Did you see La La Land?
I did not.
Total non sequitur. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I watched it on a flight. I did not hate it, even though I don't like what's her face.
Where are you going with this? You don't Emma Stone. You don't care for her.
I don't care for her. Mm-mm.
Is that because you hate redheads?
No, I just don't. I don't know. I guess I'm. She's fine.
I don't mind her. I like her, but I had no desire to see that. It just didn't feel like anything I cared about.
Yeah,
this year.
And it's not. It's not.
I will tell you this. We rented the other night Hell or High Water, which is one of the, also a fellow Best Picture nominee, the one that everybody was like, what? What is that? Is that a movie? Did that even come out? Anyway, it's very good. It's super solid. Modern day Western. I highly recommend it. My only beef with it is this.
You say Western and I get turned off.
Oh, shush.
Were there any women in it? Were there any women in it other than prostitutes? Because everyone keeps talking about Deadwood or whatever.
Deb.
And I,
Deb.
No, it's not
Deb.
Deadwood. What?
Deb.
What?
Deb.
What?
Deb.
What?
Deb.
What?
Deb.
What?
I literally just had this conversation with my husband like not 2 weeks ago. He recommended this book to me that was about like, it took place during the gold rush, about these two brothers who were like hired killers or whatever. And I was like, and he handed it to me. He's like, it's really good. You're going to like it. And I was like, are there any women in this book? And then I paused and I was like, I held up my hand and I was like, who aren't prostitutes?
Yes. Okay. See, we are a kindred spirit.
And there were. It wasn't about them.
Okay.
It was actually a really good book.
Okay.
And it was not as like, I hate this as I thought it was going to be. The movie, however, I will say, no, not a lot of, there are women in it. Not a lot. It's not about them. It's about something bigger. It's actually a very good movie. My only beef with it is Chris Pine is in it. And I have nothing against Chris Pine. Chris Pine is lovely. But this is not a spoiler because this is the whole premise of the thing. He's robbing a bank and he's wearing this ski mask with the eyes cut out. And Chris Pine has the most piercing blue eyes of anyone I have ever seen.
Hmm.
Like, they are blindingly gorgeous.
Wow.
And I'm kind of like, Chris Pine, you can't be robbing no bank. Like, everyone is going to recognize
you. Yeah.
And then, like, you know, he's kind of down on his luck and they're trying to make him look all rough, but he's still like, got the movie star bone structure.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, you cannot make Chris Pine look rough,
uh-huh.
you know? So that was my only thing, was like, I'm having a little trouble. Having a little trouble.
Yeah.
Because, like, his cheekbones and his jaw are, it's like when Gregory Peck used to come on the screen, you'd be like, and there is Gregory Peck.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's no.
Yeah.
There's no turning down the handsome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
But we were going to talk about something else. What was that?
I was fortunate to work in New York recently. And I went to see Fearless Girl. Maybe you saw some pictures. I posted some pictures on Facebook.
The statue. Yes.
It was really cool to see something in person that I had seen in pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a cool experience. There were more people wanting to touch the bull's testicles.
Oh, sure.
Than to take pictures of themselves with the girl. But I don't know.
America.
And now there's so much controversy around it with the bull and the artist that did the bull and, you know, the girl. I have to say, what's most amazing about all of that is that they installed her, from what I understand, super secret, super stealth.
Yeah.
And no one noticed until the next morning that she was there. And this is like a huge, busy corner.
Yes.
In Manhattan.
Extremely busy.
Yeah. And I thought just the logistics of pulling something like that off was quite amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are you okay? So now you were there. Is she also like, is she made of bronze?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's
okay.
I think so.
So it's kind of the same medium between the two of them. It's from the pictures, you never know if it's just made to look like, and because initially there was some question of how long is she going to be there for? And then I guess they extended because she was only supposed to be there for a little while.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Like, yeah. And then they were like, well, this is going to stay. And yes. And the artist who did the bull is not super excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I have mixed feelings. I feel like, you know, he intended one thing and that's great. And his bull has been there for a really long time. And I completely get why he feels like he doesn't want other people. Messing with is not really the right term. But, you know, when you add something adjacent, it changes the art completely. But on the other hand, if you're going to put your art in a public place, you kind of relinquish control.
That's right.
That's the beauty of public art, right?
That's right. So. And put her anywhere else and she would just be a girl. And she's right. A lovely statue. But the juxtaposition of her standing in front of the bull is quite profound, especially in today's climate.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this, but did you read that the bull, the artist who put up the bull initially, like, he didn't have permission to do that. He just put it up. And it wasn't originally where it is now. Mm. It was a few blocks away. And it was kind of a guerrilla thing. And he just, like...
Oh, wow.
I don't know how anyone installs a gigantic multi-thousand pound statue anywhere without people knowing about it. But apparently it just was like, boink. And somebody was like, what the hell is this? And then, you know. So it's kind of interesting that now he's irritated that someone has done the same thing
mm-hmm.
in proximity to his piece. But
yeah.
Unlike I get it,
you,
man.
I see both sides of it. I mean, it's art. And it's, you know, I get it. It's super cool though, man. It's super cool. I did not touch either. I didn't mm-hmm. get close enough. There were a lot of, there's like a couple of, there's probably 100 people around when mm-hmm. I was there. And it seemed like it wasn't busy. But it was a highlight of my trip to see that. It was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. This is going to be annoying. Sorry. So you, before you went to New York, you went to Denver and got your nail done. and I, that same weekend, I also traveled. When you came home from that trip, how many people, may I ask, how many people asked you if you got pulled off of an airplane?
Oh, right. Okay.
Because that was that weekend. Like, I traveled that same day.
Sunday.
As that guy.
Yeah.
Actually, I traveled the Monday.
Oh, you
but
did?
It was, yeah, uh-huh. but it was Monday that everybody was talking about it. And when I got home, like... I called my mom and she's like, well, it sounds like you didn't get pulled off a plane. And like, I came into work and like everybody I talked to at work was like, did you get pulled off a plane?
Yeah.
No, nobody pulled me off a plane. I did not watch that video because I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. I saw still pictures and that was enough. And it's terrible.
Yeah.
But it did get me to thinking, I'm not going to comment on that horrible scenario, but it did get me to thinking, like, how, like, what would it take? What would it have you ever voluntarily been like, yeah, I'll take your $250 in vouchers or whatever and I'll take the next flight? Have you ever done that?
I've done it once, mm-hmm. and because normally when I'm traveling, I have to get somewhere by a certain time,
yeah,
and
because you're doing it for work,
because I'm doing it for work, and then when I'm coming home, I just really want to get home.
Yep.
So I haven't done. Yeah. So I
haven't.
That's
my thought exactly. I'm like, I'm always like, when it's time for me to go home.
Yeah.
No. Hell no.
Yeah.
I need to get home.
I did do it once years ago when I was traveling for a trip or something. And I was coming home and I didn't have to work for a day or two. And I'm like, sure. And I think I got like a $300 voucher or something like mm-hmm. that. But I would take advantage of that a lot more if I had a little more of a flexible
right.
schedule.
I thought you were going to say if you knew you weren't going to get beat, or if you thought you were going to get beat. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I have to be somewhere at a certain time or else I'm ready to come home. But, you know, I have a friend. Oh, and podcast listener.
Hello.
You know who you are.
Hi.
Hello. Who takes that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he travels a lot and he's a little bit of a miles whore.
Yes.
So he travels for free quite a bit. Like, I don't know if there's a year that I've known him in our adult lives that he hasn't been like, yeah, I had a free ticket, so I said I'd go to wherever.
Sure.
Go to New York and see Fearless Girl or come out and visit you guys or whatever. Because he does this so much, and anytime it's offered, pretty much he's like, yeah, I'll take it. What else are you gonna offer me? Like, he negotiates.
Sure. Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
And that's smart. Yeah. I mean, that whole story, yes, it is very disturbing. You just got to think, you know, that someone would have taken more money.
Oh, sure.
Someone would have taken more money.
Here's,
you
know what, Deb? Here's my thing is like to me. So from what I understand, everybody was on the plane already.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, we really need four of you or however many it was to get off the plane. To me, once everybody's on the plane and seated, the time for that negotiation is over.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that needs to start happening in the, and maybe it did start happening in the gate area, mm-hmm. but to me, I'm like, once people are seated, those are the people that are on the plane, and yeah. those are the people that are going. Like, don't, no. Like, that's unacceptable. This also happened one time on a different airline, and it was terrible, and I wrote strongly worded email, which they missed the point of entirely, and we went back and forth quite a bit, and I got very offended because they tried to give me $25 in credit.
$25 in credit?
For my trouble, and I'm like, again, I was not inconvenienced. What I'm telling you is your airline treated a human being and a paying passenger like garbage.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So maybe try not to do that again.
Yeah.
Because it's not great.
Yeah.
There was a woman on a flight I was on, and it was a small plane.
Yes.
Who, she was overweight.
Uh-huh.
And she was not, like, she didn't need two seats
mm-hmm.
overweight, but the gentleman who had, and I use the term loosely, who had been seated next to her was offended that she was in a bit of his space.
Oh, boy.
And so he made a huge stink about he wouldn't sit next to her and this and that. And it was kind of hard to understand what was going on. But what I knew was like this poor woman, the flight attendant came up to her and basically told her, like, you have to buy another seat. You have to buy a second seat or you have to get off the plane.
No.
And this was me exactly. I was like, no. Mm-mm. And by the way, they have those seats, like in this airport, they had a seat in the gate area, which I assume is there to measure you.
Oh.
If you are, one of the reasons is to measure you if you are too large and need to buy a second seat. So to me, again, once you're on the plane and seated,
yeah,
the time for this negotiation is over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's ever okay, which I'm not sure it is. But if it's for a safety reason, and you can tell me that all day long, and that's fine, but then don't humiliate this person once they're already on the flight.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right.
Like, do it.
So what happened? Did she have to buy a second seat?
No, because someone who was closer than I was and could hear what was going on said, I'll be happy to sit next to her, and that guy can have my seat.
That's great.
It was great. By the way, it was like a 2-hour flight. It was not going to be, 14 hours to Asia and you're miserable and someone's like, I don't know. Some people are terrible. And man, is that ever true.
The more you know. Oh, boy. All right. Well,
anyway, sorry about that. That went somewhere. That went somewhere darker than I thought it was going to be.
Have you ever given up your seat for money?
I have been tempted. I have not, because like there have been a couple times when I've been like, if I didn't have to be there for work at a specific time,
yep,
I would gladly. Now, what I have done is our flight got canceled home from Christmas. And I mean, there really wasn't an option there, but I made a very conscious effort to like be cool about it, because what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Like the plane cannot go anywhere. So how does it help anyone for me to be cranky about it? And mm-hmm. fortunately, I was in a situation where, like, you know, we were staying with family. So we just went back and hung out another day. I didn't have to worry about a hotel. I didn't have to worry about how I was going to get somewhere. I missed a day of work, but, you know.
That happens.
It does. And yeah. Sometimes that's okay.
Yeah. Sometimes that's okay.
I have certainly been in situations where I have said, oh, man, I would love to wait and take a later flight, but I usually can't because I have to report to work, or a family member is expecting me at a specific time,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
yada, yada, yada.
And this is where, too, I think for me, since I am a certain level of traveler,
mm-hmm.
that I probably don't get the pressure as much. You know what I mean?
You're you're not chattel. They're never going to boot you off the plane.
Right. Which I know you kind of have I know you have a little bit of an issue with the the class system with on board an airplane with first class and all that.
I do.
Yeah. But it's great.
Shut up.
It's so great. It's lovely. Okay. Anything
it should
else?
Be lovely for everyone. It should be everyone deserves a reasonable experience.
A reasonable.
Yes. Yes.
We're
Am
all
I
getting,
wrong?
We're all getting to the same destination.
Man, that's true.
Yeah.
Hell in a handbasket.
And with that, mixtape passengers, let's make sure our seatbelts are securely buckled.
That was an airplane noise. Sorry, I'm set up.
That's really good. That's really good. Yeah.
Don't patronize me.
So, yeah. So, thanks for listening. Whatever episode this is, XX30-something.
I hope you all enjoyed your gluten-free snack mix. Ranch flavor with soy nuts.
I always get the Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Either that or ginger ale.
Just the mix?
Just the mix.
Just the mix?
No alcohol. No.
Ginger ale is my go-to, but it's kind of a lot of people.
Yeah. We will see you next time on the mixtape. Until then,
maybe.
I am Deb.
I am Courtney.
See ya.
Bye.